I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, let's get to some exciting gossip right now, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Celebrate President's Day all month long with a car loan from PVCU. No payments until spring, too. Get all the details at pvcu.org. All right, so what's up with Dina's Dirt?
All right, Grey's Anatomy making history last night by introducing the first recurring deaf doctor on the primetime series. Shoshana Stern, who is deaf, played Dr. Lauren Riley. And she says she spoke to hearing-impaired doctors to develop her character. And the show, which included showrunner Krista Vernoff, episode writer Tamsin Duffy, and director Jesse Williams, was able to utilize technology to allow for her interpreter to communicate by an iPad. And her character switches to lip reading and English. They did not even realize they were making history until they started shooting. So congratulations to the show.
Okay. Somebody who's playing deaf.
Yeah. She is deaf, and she is playing a deaf doctor as well.
Because, yeah, a lot of times they don't put people like that in roles. Yeah.
There was a law
somebody
show.
Somebody acts that. Yeah.
Do you remember? I don't remember what show it was, but a law show did that too. Mm. And I can't remember. It was maybe Marnie.
Marlon.
Yes. Marlene Madsen or something to that effect.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Many years ago. My memory does not serve me well.
Nobody else probably understands. But we got it.
Yeah. Well, we told you before, Enrique Iglesias' brother revealed that Enrique and Anna Kournikova did, in fact, have a third child. And now, I guess, because he blew the whistle, they've confirmed it themselves. So they posted a picture on her Instagram account showing their brand new baby girl.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yes. So she was born January 30th. It's their third child, and they have twins Lucy and Nicholas. So it looks like Nicholas is the only boy in the house right now. But all these babies, I just genetically blessed couple. I cannot wait to see how they grow
up. They come out gleaming.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty much. The Mamba Sports Foundation will now be known as the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation in honor of both Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. So according to Vanessa Bryant, they made the change in the name of the foundation because, as she said, there is no 24 without number 2. So it's a reference to both of their jersey numbers.
Oh, nice.
Mission still remains the same, though, providing opportunities to young people through sports. And it's nice to see that Vanessa is going to keep that dream going for Kobe and for his daughter.
How do we get a link to that? I'm going to put that on Facebook.
To the Mamba Sports, the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation?
Yeah, let's
I'll find
that.
One for
let's
you,
Let's do
okay?
that today.
I will do that.
That's nice.
Well, as we've been telling you, Bachelor frontrunner Victoria F. has been one of the more controversial stars of Peter Weber's season. And it turns out Peter's ex-girlfriend, Marissa, was once friends with Victoria. And it's safe to say she's not a fan either. Their first encounter, according to Marissa, is that Victoria threatened to slash her tires over an ex-boyfriend.
Wow.
And, nice.
Yeah, once news broke out that Victoria was lining up an appearance on The Bachelor, things just got uglier. She calls Victoria a very self-centered person who has no respect for anybody.
Hmm.
Whoa, Pete, she sounds like a keeper.
Yeah. And today's who slashes tires anymore? It just seems like such
somebody would, I guess.
Victoria F. does.
So, yeah.
But nothing wrong with a key scratch or something? Why are you going to take a night? Weird.
She likes to take it to another level, I guess.
So.
And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 8:42, time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with great rates on car loans all President's Day month long. Yeah, great rates at pvcu.org. All right, so what do we have in dirt for this morning, Dina?
Well, you know, breaking news, just in case you missed it a little while ago, was recently revealed.
Oh, you had some big news.
What is it? That Lopez and his wife are expecting a baby.
No, get out of here.
So I don't think that really warrants dirt material.
If you missed True or False Friday, it was revealed during the Kellogg Crew True or False Friday, and it does warrant dirt because I'm always on baby bump watch. You know that.
Well, she's got a baby bump.
Do you have any quotes from Lopez or anything in the story about how he's feeling?
Lopez is quoted as saying, "I don't think that warrants being in dirt."
Wow.
That was about it.
Well, you did your research on that story.
Well, I did.
Yeah, she looked over at me.
We should send a congratulations out to Lopez as
well.
So if Lopez is listening,
congrats. Yes, if he's around today and he hears this message, hopefully he does.
I'm honored you think I'm a celebrity.
All right, moving on. Here's a great new way to settle arguments in your home, and you probably have all the supplies that you need right there. Nick and Vanessa Lachey, they say that when they disagree about something, especially when it comes to the kids, the key is communication, and the way that they don't let things fester is you speak your mind. Sometimes you have to walk away, but if it's something
Nerf
that
fight.
Absolutely needs settling, nope. Rock, paper, scissors.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. They do rock, paper, scissors when they make decisions like, about all their kids.
Is it real scissors and rocks, or is it...
Oh, right.
Is it really tough?
That is really dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially
saying,
if you're angry.
Yeah.
And paper cuts are the worst.
That's true. You want me throwing paper and cutting
something? Oh, my goodness. Wow, I got a paper cut yesterday. I'm still crying.
Dean Cain, the Superman actor, has denied that he was trolling Ashley Judd's appearance. Now, she had posted a picture. It surfaced online, actually. And her face was very puffy looking. Now, a lot of people attributing that to her being on prednisone right now, which that happens. Now, Dean had posted the picture. And wrote, "I'm not exactly sure what to say here. I certainly have nothing positive to say, so I'll be quiet." Oh, people just went off on him saying that, you know, how dare you talk about her looks and, you know, she's taking medicine. But he says, whoa, I wasn't even talking about her looks. He said, "My problem is who she supports politically. But if you want to keep on going and making up stories, go for it."
Oh, I see.
Gotcha. To be honest,
he was being misread kind of thing.
Yeah. I believe him to, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, they're just saying it. No, I believe him because he is very politically active.
Right.
And so for
that's
him
true.
To say something about her political choices, I wouldn't be surprised.
He's a huge Trump supporter, I do believe. Yeah.
And she supports Elizabeth Warren. So, I mean, obviously.
So he's trolling her in a different way.
In a different way. Doesn't make it right.
Still find something else better to do with your time, Dean.
Yeah, I guess so. Emilio Estevez reprising his role as Coach Gordon Bombay on Disney Plus version of The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, wow.
And what's really cool is Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls. She's going to star in the 10-episode series that's supposed to premiere later this year.
Cool.
And we want to congratulate her as well because she just adopted a new puppy.
Aww.
She said she saw it online, fell in love with it, had to drive and get it, and then had to take it to the vet to find out exactly what it was.
Oh, really? Mystery
it's a dog.
Pup, huh?
Well, she's like, I think it's a lab. I think it's a retriever. I'm not sure.
It could be a gerbil.
Huh. Basically, it doesn't matter as long as she just loves it, which is sounds like she is completely in love with this dog now.
Nice.
So that's awesome. And Orlando Bloom wanted to pay tribute to his son, Flynn, so he got a tattoo of his name, date of birth, and time in Morse code on his arm, or so he thought.
Morse code?
One of his followers said if the Morse code is supposed to spell out Flynn, there was a mistake.
Uh-oh.
So instead,
one dot too many or something?
Spell out Lopez?
It is an extra dot, and it spells out Frin.
Frin.
F-R-Y-N-N instead of F-L-Y-N-N.
Oh, I like that. Frin is a good name.
You can change names in court, though.
That's true. That's true.
It's easier than changing it
in
ink.
Why Morse code? What did they expect to happen?
The mighty Frin.
I don't know, but all I know is the tattoo artist said, yep, that's a mistake, and I will fix it.
Oh, nice.
And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports in the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.